Welcome to The Nourished Era, the podcast that will guide you on the path to optimal health by teaching you the science behind metabolic strategies, hormone healing, nervous system support and regulation, and everything in between. I'm your host, Chrissy Williams, women's health functional dietitian, root cause practitioner, and holistic healing advocate. And each week, my guests and I will share inspiring stories, client case studies, and expert advice on embracing your unique path towards wellness. So if you are ready to enter and fully embrace your most nourished era, full of vitality, health, wellness, and happiness, then grab your favorite mineral mocktail and your headphones. Let's have some fun and get a little nerdy. Today, we are really just going to keep this short and sweet. I think so many of you listen to this on your walks or on your drives. We try to keep our episodes under 30 minutes-ish because I get it. You are busy AF and I'm right there with you. And with that being said, you know, right now I'm filming this on December 19th. So we are heading into the week of Christmas. If you celebrate Christmas or whatever holiday you celebrate at this time, I mean, it is busy for everybody between school parties and holiday shopping and getting gifts for teachers and making sure you're not missing anybody. And like, oh my gosh, my girlfriends and I were just going on and on last weekend about Christmas cards because I feel like you can plan ahead as much as you can, but at the end of the day, like you have to wait for the perfect picture, right? Or I mean, you don't have to, but so many of us put pressure on ourselves to get the perfect picture and make sure that we're getting the best format and then like trying to get it on Black Friday. I mean, that's usually what I do, but it's a lot, right? I mean, I think so many of us put so much pressure on ourselves, especially like those with kiddos, right? Trying to make it magical. And then you see everything on Instagram and like you just feel, or TikTok or wherever social media platform you're on, there's just so much to do. And I feel like there's so much pressure to do so many things. And then next thing you know, we're like running with our heads cut off. Our calendars are just completely overbooked. There's so much to wrap and shop for, and I get it. With all that being said, you're probably stressed even listening to me like go on and on about it, but I'm doing this for a reason. So bear with me because I know you have a lot on your plate. I know, and even if you're not listening to this in, you know, the holiday season, wherever you are in your time, wherever you are like right now in time, I would bet that you are pretty busy. You have a lot of things going on. We have a lot of balls up in the air that we're constantly trying to manage. And with that, I think it's so important too, because especially with this being the nourished era, and we talk so much about prioritizing sleep and like, you know, getting some key foods to prevent burnout and like having all these stress management strategies and like, you know, when you eat and what you eat and what, how you work out. I mean, sometimes it could feel like prioritizing yourself and your health is just so much. And I get when you have so many other things going on, it's like, okay, well, I'm just going to put all of my priorities for myself like to the side and I'll get to it like when things slow down. And I want to say this with love to you that, you know, girlfriend, it will never slow down. Even after the holiday chaos and even after like the new year, you know very well that things will not slow down. It will just change. Like your to-do list will change. The holiday stuff coming up will change. But regardless, there will always be something. And I say this with my clients like all the time. Like if you can't figure out some kind of strategy or even just like, what are the main things to focus on? If it's one or two things you can focus on even during your busiest time, like that is what really matters. It's not about just pouring all of your energy into everybody else and then waiting for the perfect time to do like all the things for yourself, because that just causes us like to go deeper in that darker hole of feeling really crappy. And here at the Nourished Era, we're not about that life anymore, right? We are trying to work smarter, not harder. We're trying to be super efficient with strategies that support us, that nourish our bodies, that make us feel the best we can, regardless of where or when, like whatever capacity you have and whatever time you are in your life right now. Because that's the thing. The chaos will ebb and flow. The busyness will ebb and flow. It's not about holding on until things are quote unquote perfect to start prioritizing you. So with this episode today, I hope that I give you or you walk away with a couple of strategies that regardless of what happens or, you know, how busy you are, how stressed you are, like here are a couple of strategies that even for me, like when I'm really stressed, I will never not do these things. I mean, we can do like 20 things to optimize your hormone health and get out of adrenal burnout and, you know, improve your energy and like, you know, improve your chronic fatigue and all of those things, right? Yes, there is so many things that we should be doing, and this is what we work with our clients with. But if all else fails, if you are in the thick of it and you're like, I feel so overwhelmed with like all the things that I have to do for myself that I'm not going to do anything, like I want you to just wait, get back to this episode because I am going to literally give you probably like, let's start with like the number one strategy that I personally would never throw away or push aside, regardless of like all the other things. And that is prioritizing meal times and managing your blood sugar. Now, bear with me because you're probably like, okay, yeah, but it's so, what if you're running around and you have a crazy schedule? Like, girl, I get it. But let me just say, after doing this for, you know, almost 11 years now, working with so many clients, seeing the test results, seeing the hormone tests, seeing like the mineral assessments and all of the gut tests and all things, I will literally tell you, it doesn't matter everything else in terms of protocols and strategies and like all the extra stuff. None of that is going to matter if your blood sugar is out of whack. If you are living on hyperglycemia, like high blood sugar, you're going to be craving things, like craving sweets, and you're going to get hangry, and you're going to have like, you're going to get restless, and you're going to then even get an afternoon slump. You're going to feel all the things that so many of you come to me complaining about if you don't start with balancing your blood sugar. Like all of that is related to blood sugar balance. When you're not managing your blood sugar, you can even get like blurred vision. I hear people telling me like that 2 p.m. afternoon slump, like getting really jittery, weight loss resistance. I mean, so many of you have weight management goals, right? And not everyone does, and that's great. But for those who maybe have weight loss resistance or like unintentional weight gain, having lots of migraines, feeling really hangry, low mood, depression, anxiety. So many of this, I mean, I know there's so many reasons why that could be, so many root causes to all of those different things. It could vary. But let me say, blood sugar balance for so many of my clients, like so many of those symptoms have diminished or just like decreased even just a little bit just by managing your blood sugar. And this is something you can easily do, and just, it takes intention. You just need to be strategic and you need to have intention around those strategies. Okay. So when I talk about blood sugar, what does that actually mean? So let's kind of get a little bit nerdy and understand, you know, when we eat, food gets into our mouths, and immediately in our mouths, we start breaking down that glucose. We start breaking down the food and we start making glucose, right? So this is the glucose or the sugar in our blood. It starts rising. And as it rises, what is supposed to happen into our bloodstream is that it triggers insulin from our pancreas to get pumped out into the blood to help calm those high blood sugar spikes down. We want to prevent really intense high blood sugar spikes, because when we feel really high, those high blood sugar spikes, that's when our A1C goes a little crazy on like our blood work. This is when we start feeling like, oh my gosh, I'm so like energized for like right after you eat. And then boom, you crash immediately when you have that big drop. This is when, like I said, weight issues are just so closely tied to imbalancing blood sugar. You want to make sure our bodies are actually making enough insulin to help manage that blood sugar balance, those like ebbs and flows, those highs and lows. We don't want too crazy highs and we don't want too crazy lows. And the insulin helps that to regulate all of that. And what happens is the more crazy those high spikes and those low drops are, that's when we have imbalanced blood sugar. Okay. And there's so many easy things that we can easily do. But again, every day just means you need intention and strategy. So here are a couple ways to help you understand how to better balance your blood sugar, but also how to easily implement it even on your most busy days. Okay. So let's kind of get back to the basics. Again, we talked about what happens in blood sugar balance and like that's a very high level overview, but here's how to tell maybe, you know, if you have blood sugar chaos. If you are skipping meals, you probably have some blood sugar imbalances. For those of you like intermittent fasting, maybe it feels great in the very beginning, but you still are essentially skipping meals and you're having that blood sugar chaos, like really low drops in the morning, especially like for those who don't eat breakfast, or maybe you're just having coffee for breakfast, or maybe like, you know, having a very late breakfast. How you start your morning, your blood sugar can either go drop really low or it can shoot really, like really high. And we want that nice, like I said, that really balanced, like easy increase when we eat breakfast, and then a very moderate drop, and then up and down the rest of the day like that, very moderate versus like a crazy roller coaster. What else can manage or cause some blood sugar chaos? Not moving enough, or, you know, or even like exercising, like too much HIIT workout and not moving enough can cause blood sugar chaos. What you eat really matters too. So we'll talk about how to create meals that are promoting blood sugar balance. Even if you're like ignoring your hunger cues or your fullness cues, that will definitely cause some blood sugar chaos. And then not bridging, this is such a big one too, like not bridging the really long gaps between your meals with a balanced snack. So that's going to be huge. And then also just overall like nutrient deficiencies, not getting enough minerals, like chromium, for example, can help your blood sugar balance. And you know, I won't get too into that, but I mean, our HTMA, your hair tissue mineral assessment, can literally tell us so many reasons why you have blood sugar imbalances or just overall like chronic fatigue and hormone issues and all the things. But yeah, minerals are great. I just won't get into them right now because it's just a whole nother episode. But finally, unmanaged stress. So that can really cause blood sugar chaos. And if you go back actually from chaos to calm, which is one of the previous episodes, I literally go into depth about how stress can impact your blood sugar imbalances. So yeah, those are big things. If you can relate to any of those, you're like, oh yeah, I'm doing some of those things. And this episode is definitely free. The key to managing or preventing blood sugar spikes, I should say, is really making sure that you are balancing your plate with that protein, fiber, and healthy fat. And there's so many benefits to fiber, protein, healthy fats. They all do different things for our body. And it's so important to have all three of them, because together, like cohesively, it will prevent those blood sugar spikes. Protein, I feel like so many women in general don't get enough protein. Now, some do, and that's a whole other thing. Maybe they're having other issues, and that could be an absorption issue versus an intake issue. But again, we're not going to get so in depth right now. All you have to know is, like, strategy number one to start balancing your blood sugar is ensuring you're having protein, healthy fat, and colorful fiber. So things like, you know, having a piece of salmon. Salmon can be their protein and your healthy fat. And then maybe you're making your protein with some olive oil. That's a healthy fat. You also get your omega-3s from there. And then also, like, having that fiber can be, you know, sauteed vegetables and even maybe some brown rice. So that's a perfect example of protein, fiber, and healthy fat. You can apply this, like I said, to smoothies. You can apply it to smaller meals, bigger meals. Like, it doesn't matter, but the components of your meal does. Okay, so that's strategy number one on how to balance your blood sugar. I know so many people are always like, can you just give more examples? So, like, for breakfast, a breakfast example can be two sauteed eggs or, like, pan-fried eggs with fruit, like a side of fruit. And I honestly like spinach on my eggs. Like, I love spinach for breakfast. I feel like it's just, there's no taste, but you get tons of fiber and antioxidants. It's an easy way to get color on your plate without, like, adding any flavor. And it's great. I think it's just such an easy way. And so there you go. You have protein, fiber, healthy fat. The eggs are the protein and the healthy fats. Again, if you make it with an olive oil, there's your healthy fat too. Boom. There is your balanced blood sugar breakfast idea. Protein waffles are always great. You have the carbohydrate or the fiber from the waffle, and then you also get the protein that's added in, protein powder. There's nothing wrong with adding some protein powder, especially in the mornings. I feel like it's harder to get that protein intake in. I'm not against protein powder. Collagen powder, like, it doesn't count as a complete protein. And so I think so many women come to me too thinking, like, oh yeah, I'm getting my protein intake in the morning because I put collagen in my coffee. But doesn't have full amino acids. So I always say, well, what else can we add in? Because yeah, that could help a little bit, but not as much as we think. We're not getting the full protein profile there. Okay, so that's my first thing, is breakfast, lunch, dinner, get your PFHF plates in order. Like, always think of the different things for that. And I know within our Happy Hormones Bootcamp and all of our clients, you all can refer to your Nourished Guide, which is a full PDF of so many different meal ideas, so many different lists of the protein, fiber, healthy fats, and how you can pair meals together. And we also have our meal planning service. So we offer that to our clients and within our community as well. Okay, ladies, that is the first big thing. What you eat on your plate matters for blood sugar balance, right there. The second big thing, and this is probably the last big thing that I'll talk about that really matters here, is the timing, or, like, when you eat your meals. So breakfast, lunch, and dinner that could be, like, you might have long gaps. So I always say, don't go over 4 hours without eating anything, because then you're putting your body into that fasting mode, and we don't want that, right? That means your blood sugar is going to be dropping too low and causes lots of blood sugar imbalances and chaos. Like, your mood and your energy, everything goes out of whack once we start doing that, right? So we don't want to do that. So when you eat matters. So whenever you wake up, I always say, can you eat within 1 to 2 hours? Ideally, the closer you eat to when you wake up, the better. But that 1 to 2 hour mark is always a good start of, you know, getting intention around the timing of your meals for blood sugar balance. So when you wake up, if you wake up at 6, can you eat by 7 or 8? And again, like, you don't need to have a full on, you know, you don't have a gourmet breakfast, but, like, if you need to think ahead, especially if you have really busy, if you're really on the go, like I said, for this holiday season, like, can you have a frozen waffle with, like, fruit and nut butter? Something so easy. Can you make egg frittatas in a whole batch, like, on a Sunday, and have it for the week, like, in your fridge? Again, thinking smarter, not harder, and still getting in your goals, right? Again, if all else fails, focus on this. So getting your, prioritizing your breakfast in the mornings. And then let's say if you eat at around like 7 or 8 and then you don't have lunch until about noon, can you have a snack? Remember, you're going over that 4 hour gap now in between meals. So that's when I would say, can you add in a strategic snack in between to make sure we're not going into that fasting mode? And that's when a snack should be, I mean, ideally protein with a healthy fat or a protein and fiber. So like a Greek yogurt with fruit would be great. A protein bar would be nice. Like a beef or turkey jerky stick is always good with like maybe some cheese, like a cheese stick. I mean, again, it doesn't have to be so perfect and like, you know, Instagram worthy or whatever. It could be very quick on the go. But again, having that intentionality behind it. And for those of you who maybe, you know, if you're out on the weekends and like, oh my gosh, well, I'm out all day and then I forget to eat, or I didn't realize that I ended up going over 4 hours. Like I thought I'd be home by now. That's intention, ladies. This is when I say, okay, always be prepared. If that means always having a like 2 to 3 protein bars in all of your like purses and your backpacks and like your diaper bags, whatever, then so be it. Because the last thing you want is for you to be like caught with your pants down. That's a saying, but like going, you know, oh my gosh, I'm going on that 5 hour mark and I was in this meeting that was supposed to end and like, and didn't, and now it's going over and I haven't eaten yet. Now I'm hangry and like feeling terrible and sluggish. That we don't want that. So by having on hand stuff like readily available, that might be, you know, your lifesaver. So like I said, I know that you are so busy, especially if you're listening to this in holiday prime time. There's a lot going on and maybe you can't, you know, put on your castor oil pack every night. Maybe you can't get to bed at a reasonable hour like you normally do, because if you're like me, like I do my gift wrapping at night, like for all the things, I get it. But here's the one thing, if you can't do anything else, this is the one thing that I would prioritize all the time or as much as possible. And it is blood sugar balance. And it doesn't need to be perfect, but I ask you, or I challenge you, just like I challenge my clients, is, well, what intentionality can you bring with your day? How can we create strategy without bringing overwhelm? Because blood sugar balance, like having a healthy blood sugar balance at the end of the day, is actually going to help you feel better through your day-to-day, to bang through your to-do list, to knock out all the things that you need to do without feeling like you got hit by a bus doing it, without feeling like you're dragging your feet, without feeling like you just need to crawl in bed and like go to bed forever. Like blood sugar balance is literally like the top thing to help with your energy and support hormone health and prevent burnout as much as possible, even if you can't do all the other things. Okay. So with that being said, I hope this was helpful. I would love to know your thoughts. If you have any questions, you all know I love chatting in the DMs on Instagram, and our new handle is @thenourishedera, and it's linked in the show notes. And I also have a full Balance Your Blood Sugar Like a Boss masterclass. And if you're interested in that, I'll link it in the show notes as well. And if you're interested in learning more and just working with us and getting some maybe mineral testing, gut testing, hormone testing, blood work even, we are so happy to help you. We will leave our services link in the show notes too. But yeah, I hope you check us out on Instagram. I hope you send me a DM. I hope you share this with your friends if you found it helpful. And most importantly, I hope you have a restful holiday when it comes up. If you're listening to this in the holiday or wherever, whatever season in life you're in when you're listening to this, I hope you do get through the to-do list and get through the busy season and find time to rest and take care of yourself. Have a great rest of the day. I love you all.
Thank you so much for listening to The Nourished Era. If you love today's episode, please leave me a review and a 5-star rating. Your reviews help me grow the show's audience and my impact. Until next time.